Joining us on the line right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan, who will discuss the latest situation regarding the COVID-19 pandemic in that city. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
And good afternoon to you as well, and thank you for having me on again this week.
So let's just start with, what are the latest numbers in regards to coronavirus in Brockton?
Sure. So our loss of life is 277 Brocktonians have died because of coronavirus. Total cases right now, as of this morning, 4,481, which is an increase from yesterday of 7 positive cases. So coronavirus is still here within the city of Brockton and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So we're taking a lot of precautions. And one of the endeavors we did just on Tuesday night as school committee and as mayor, I chair the school committee, is we took a formal vote. It was a unanimous vote of all 8 of us to do first term Brockton Public Schools full remote. September 16th, schools reopened because they shaved 10 days off for the 180 days under DESE. So, Dan, it's September 16th to November 19th. It is full remote, and every 2 weeks we're going to be reevaluating the statistical metrics of the coronavirus.
Now, from what I understand with this system, if parents decide not to send their kids in at all, that's still an option, correct?
Absolutely. Any parent or guardian or loved one of a Brockton Public School student can choose to do that. So again, we're doing remote for the first term. We'll do a reevaluation, and if and when the metrics and the data shows that we could go back, be it hybrid or whatever, we would give a minimum of 3 weeks notice to all the caregivers of the children. But right now, you know, my role as mayor and my role as a dad of 3 young kids that are in school is to make sure it's a safe environment for the students and for the teachers and all the employees.
Now, has there been a spike in numbers in the city? We've been hearing something about that.
There has. So Lieutenant Governor Polito called me just recently. We're classified as a yellow right now. Red is the worst. We're on the cusp of heading to red, but we are yellow right now. Some municipalities such as Revere and Lynn are in the red category. So we are seeing an uptick. We're also seeing metrics showing younger Brockton residents are coming down with the case of coronavirus. Dr. Rick Herman, who's my medical consultant, gave a really detailed statistical detailed information the other night to the school committee. And again, we are seeing an uptick, and we have to take all precautions to try to really minimize the spread within the confines of the city of Brockton.
Now, one thing that has also been recently announced by the governor is that the testing locations of the state has opened up. They're going to get a little more time to operate, including the one in Brockton, correct?
Absolutely. So Brockton is part of the Stop the Spread campaign. And I do want to thank the governor and Lieutenant Governor for working with us on this. And again, it's free testing for those that have symptoms and those that have no symptoms. If they just want to get tested for COVID-19, they may. Originally, it was going to stop on August 14th. It's been extended into September right now, and it is free testing for Brockton residents and those that don't live in the city of Brockton. If you want to get tested, they have mobile sites. There's going to be one as of this coming Monday at Massasoit Community College on the east side of the city of Brockton. We still have our drive up at Brockton High School on Forest Ave on the west side of Brockton. So we're all in this together, and we have really great collaboration of folks from the state level and the local level to try to really minimize the spread.
Now, I also want to talk to you a little bit about this, because the governor has restricted the number of people in social gatherings. What impact will that have in the city?
You know, I think it's actually a beneficial impact. So he did minimize it from 100 outside folks to be public gatherings to 50, and that took effect on Tuesday. And, you know, we're just making sure that people in the city of Brockton understand really the magnitude right now. I don't know. I believe, in my humble opinion, some people have gotten complacent. Maybe it's the great weather. But we need to continue to adhere to all the social distancing of no less than 6 feet, mandatory mask wearing. And again, it does get frustrating as the mayor at times when I have to send police. This weekend, I had to send police to an event that had 350 people at a local park and playground. So I think the governor is doing something that's going to help not just the city of Brockton, but the Commonwealth as a whole. And, you know, we can look at some of the other states in the nation that are really seeing it really drastically increase. We can't afford that here in the city of Brockton or in the state of Massachusetts.
Now, do you anticipate any additional restrictions or any closures right now with this spike that we're seeing in the city?
So one thing I did is I already authorized the Parks Department not to issue any more permits outside gatherings in terms of different events at the playgrounds. We're really seeing people take advantage where they're having outdoor cookouts and beer parties. It's just unacceptable right now in the time of a pandemic. So I will continue to work with Dr. Herman and the police chief and the fire chief and BEMA, which is Brockton Emergency Management. I'll take any precautions that I need to do as mayor. I won't hesitate to do that out of abundance of caution and safety. So, you know, the pools will close August 23rd. Outdoor activities, again, a minimum, as you said, to 50 in a public gathering. Interior was not changed. Can't have more than 25 people. So we need to just continue our efforts. I mean, we can't afford as a community where we've been so damaged emotionally, physically, financially, mentally to have this coronavirus spike up in such a negative way.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate it.
I'll talk to you again next week, Dan. Have a great day and be safe.
Thank you. You as well.